Here we are. We now have today the founder and director of the International Experimental Cinema Exposition. And now he's going to explain us what this is, because it sounds very, very great. He is Christopher May. Hi, Christopher. Welcome to Radio Cine. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you very much.
It's the first we're going to ask you is what is experimental cinema?
Experimental cinema, that's a difficult question to answer. Try not to define it too much. For us, it's a particular type of cinema that is connected to the beginnings of cinema itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's before commercial cinema was created.
Yeah.
It's a non-commercial cinema to us, and it's about the raw concepts of cinema for us. About working with the medium and about the art of cinema itself and experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than focusing on a narrative or concepts that came after the commercialization of cinema.
Yes, more like exploring the terms of art than telling a story, I guess, isn't it?
Right, rather than telling a story.
Okay, so when and how did the International Experimental Cinema begin, the exposition begin?
TAI was founded in 1999.
Yeah.
And our first film festival was in Telluride, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to begin this exposition? You were already fans of experimental cinema. Have you seen different films, or what did it call you? Because I guess you were the founder also, isn't it?
Correct. I had been attending Stan Brakhage's film salon and
uh-huh.
many experimental films by Stan Brakhage and other filmmakers, both new films and classic avant-garde and experimental cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And we invited Stan Brakhage onto our board of artistic directors, and we began planning a festival that would be an international gathering of films and filmmakers from around the globe that were dedicated to experimental film and
mm-hmm.
exclusively celluloid, 8mm Super 8, 16 and 35mm
yeah.
cinema. And we started the organization not only to create one place in the world that was dedicated to experimental cinema, but specifically exhibiting film itself in a digital age,
mm-hmm.
we thought was necessary in order to preserve the exhibition of
mm-hmm.
film. Not just film itself, but the actual roots of experimental cinema exhibition,
mm-hmm.
and support artists who are working with film and giving them places to show their new work, as well as bring archive pieces. So it began more of a conference-style festival, bringing avant-garde filmmakers from around the globe to present their work. And three or four generations of filmmakers
mm-hmm.
are included in each of our festivals.
Yes, that was what I was going to ask you, because recently, I guess, between 21st and 25th September, you have celebrated the festival in Denver, Colorado, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what has been the program in general of the festival?
Well, we had 23 programs of
yeah.
primarily short experimental films.
Mm-hmm.
Each program was around 75 minutes each, and
mm-hmm.
They would see new work by three generations of filmmakers, as well
yeah.
as some archived pieces. Some mm-hmm. newly preserved Andy Warhol films were shown,
okay.
including Couch and
mm-hmm.
Space,
mm-hmm.
as well as one of our artistic directors, Thorsten Fleisch came from Germany to present a program from his archive of silent 16mm films that were produced during the Third Reich in Germany that were scientific and educational films, and they weren't necessarily experimental, but they were more about... they fit well into our festival because we have a lot of experimental films that use found footage, and they are edited and recontextualized. And these films were recontextualized, but not by editing them, but by showing them in this particular festival. So they were left in a pure state without editing or soundtracks or anything, but they were recontextualized simply by showing them now in the United States in this particular festival. They were more looked at as the art behind it rather than any sort of megalomania or racial prejudices or anything like that.
Around the year, you also do different sessions of different places and always projecting film.
Correct.
What can we see on that sessions, on that projections?
The tour has a collection of 16 Super 8 and 35mm films that rotate in different programs and throughout the country, and we're planning on going abroad to Europe as well.
Okay.
South America eventually, and you'll see a what's considered highlights from our past 5 years of films. Not only new films, but archived pieces that we've presented in our film festivals. And occasionally we have special programs in Colorado with new Austrian work, for example, or if a newly preserved collection of an artist comes about, then we will show that throughout the year as well.
There are lots of people on Thai. I see that you are not alone. There's also, as you said before, a board of artistic directors, there's a council representatives, a contributing organizations. Who are they?
The board of artistic directors, they're individuals that are curators, writers, or filmmakers that can give recommendations of films that they see in their countries or in their parts of the United States. And occasionally we rotate and add new artistic directors to our list, and they make recommendations, or sometimes they will come and present special programs. For example, Thorsten Fleisch. And the Council of Representatives are people that basically help with the organization, the main logistics, and and representing the film festival to their communities, and helping out with the main logistics of running the organization.
Okay, and how do you see the experimental cinema? Are there perspectives for experimental cinema in the future, or it's going down? It's everything going to video?
A lot of experimental cinema seems to... The problem what we're seeing now more is filmmakers that traditionally enjoy filmmaking process finishing their work on video because many festivals have thrown away their 16mm projectors or film projectors. So they're finishing their work on video, and because places that exhibit and festivals that exhibit it are not showing film, so we're seeing a bit of a shift. However, organizations like ours are trying to keep a place for these filmmakers to show their films on film, and So it's becoming the film, experimental film, mm-hmm. in the literal sense. Film in the literal sense is becoming more underground as the digital age becomes more a part of commercialism and capitalism. So we're seeing a shift from in the avant-garde film and film itself becoming more of an underground medium. Right now, I think, and we're seeing a shift in digital experimental cinema, more of a shift into a place where it's much harder to differentiate what is art and what is maybe less experimental or less sincere.
Yeah.
So experimental cinema is a bit more difficult, I think, with the digital age to find out what exactly it is.
Okay, and let's as I've seen on your website, let's guess that I don't know. Next year, Radio Cine is a success. We have all enough money, and we want to contribute to make Thai grow. What can we do? Is there can associations or individuals contribute to Thai?
Yes. We are a non-profit organization, mm-hmm. and rely on organizations that or people that would like to contribute money or time, mm-hmm. and resources. Anyone interested in hosting the tour in Europe or the tour show, bringing our collection of films to Europe, mm-hmm. is a way to contribute. Financial contributions are welcome as well, and we have our address that people can contribute tax-deductible donations directly to,
mm-hmm.
To our address. It's listed on the website, or they can contact us via email.
Yes. So the best they can do now is to enter in the www.experimentalcinema.org, isn't it, and read everything about you if the people that have heard this interview isn't satisfied with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christopher, thank you very much for introducing us to the International Experimental Cinema Exposition. We're hoping to see you here on Spain or well.
We'd love to. That would be wonderful.
If it's not possible in Spain, close to Europe, and when do you have the next event? Do you have a planned session or festival, surely, or?
Our next, I'm heading off next week to the Midwest in the United States,
mm-hmm.
to present our Thai tour,
mm-hmm.
and after that, we're continuing on touring and eventually booking dates in Germany, and we would like to go to Spain as well. And then we're also planning on visiting artist programs in Denver, Colorado. And then our international multi-day festival we're planning for next year in October.
So thank you very much, and good luck with your efforts.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.